alt science has expertise in public relations. Real science is found in real universities. Alt science emerges from a bunch of phony front groups stood up by the fossil fuel industry with masquerade names to make them look like they're not fronts for the fossil fuel industry. And lastly, anybody who knows scientists, I'm married to one, we all know science struggles for money. In our universities, getting federal grants, getting support from states. Alt science has all the money it needs. Because the International Monetary Fund has calculated that fossil fuel gets an effective subsidy in the United States every year of $700 billion. How much alternative phony science do you think somebody protecting a $700 billion a year subsidy would be willing to spend to create that phony doubt? So they're rolling in money. They've got a whole stable of phony baloney scientists. I put that in quotes often. They go straight to Fox News and run by real scientists, and they know how to sell their product, which is doubt, rather than knowing what is actually going on in the substantive area of science. So we have a real battle on our hands, not just in the Environment Public Works Committee, but also in every university in the land whose scientists and whose science departments face a new and very powerful rival and adversary whose entire purpose, every time they go into the field, is to take the real science and cause people to doubt it. They are the antagonists of real science, and they are doing it deliberately. It is a disgrace, and we need to pay attention to it. Thank you very much, sir. Andrew Zetti. All right, I think I said everything nice I can already, but, you know, he's from Massachusetts, where Maura Healey just had her big win. He's the Markey of Waxman Markey. He's been at this since I was in short pants chasing soccer balls around. He's our hero on climate, Ed Markey.
And Sheldon, here's where Sheldon and I are going to be joined at the hip. And we're so glad that Tom Copper. Yeah. Okay. Well, my wife is a scientist too, but she's a doctor. So we're going to join at the hip and work to make sure that Tom gives us the leadership, gives the country the leadership, because we want EPW to stand for Environmental Policies Work. That's our goal, and we are going to make sure that the Bay State and the Ocean State, which are the chemistry experiments that are going on out in the oceans off of our coastline, are in fact reflected in the policies that are adopted during this era that we're about to enter. And Sheldon, when you Google oceans, Sheldon's picture comes up. He is the expert on this incredible experiment that is going on, not just in the United States, but across the planet. So we know that Scott Pruitt wants EPA to stand for Every Polluter's Ally. We're going to make sure that that is not the case. He questions the science of climate change. He has accused EPA of overestimating air pollution from drilling of natural gas wells in Oklahoma. He has sued to block the EPA from restricting mercury, a toxin that causes brain damage in kids. He has argued against President Obama's Clean Power Plan, which the EPA is supposed to implement. So Sheldon and I... There's an old saying that when two people agree upon absolutely everything, you don't need one of those people. But then we're talking about the United States Senate. So we're going to need this team that is put together in order to fight and fight hard. And that's what I'm committed to doing and working with Tom and Sheldon to accomplish that goal. So thank you so much for all of your leadership. Yes.